Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another live edition of the Highbury Squad. We know it's a busy Champions League night, but we keep marching on with our content. This is Lockdown Series Volume 2, Episode 44. It's the Olympiacos versus Arsenal preview show. If you're listening live, let's go. And if you're listening on replay, you can still get stuck in with all your questions. All right, guys, welcome. Big game for the Arsenal this weekend against a team that knocked us out of the competition last year. Joining me tonight is Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell.
Boom! Oh. How are you? So, if you're okay?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to this one and would love to welcome our very special guest. He's the chief editor of Gazeta.gr and he knows more than we do about Olympiacos, that's for sure. Andonis, welcome to the show.
Καλησπέρα.
Καλησπέρα. Τι κάνεις?
Καλησπέρα.
I hope you're fine.
We are fine so far. Hopefully we'll be fine after the game tomorrow night as well. It's time for a little part two with Olympiacos and Arsenal. We've faced each other before in Europe. I wanted to start off and get stuck into it right away. I want everyone to understand Olympiacos' form currently in the Greek league, Andonis, because they're completely dominating this year. Big rivals like Panathinaikos are so far away from where they're at. I think Aris are second, AEK Athens are third. They've lost one game, drawn four all season. They're 16 points clear. They've scored 61 goals and conceded 12, unbeaten in 10 at home. They haven't won against English teams in their last four in Europe. What is it we should be afraid of the most with this Olympiacos team based on their European form this season?
It's the group, actually. It's a very good team with a huge T. They had the same manager for 3 years. Pedro Martin is giving a great job to the team. And the changes that had over the summer, like Tsimikas, if you remember him, yes. Last year, now he's in Liverpool. And the other fullback at the right, Mare Labdelawi, now he's in Galatasaray. It was a huge problem at the beginning of the season because Olympiacos is giving lots of the things in the offensive third of the field to the fullbacks and the left back and the right back. At the summer, the choices they weren't so good. Rafinha, if you remember him from the Bayern Munich, it was the choice for the right back. The left back was Kolebas and Vinagre from Wolves. You know them both, I think. Kolebas was on Watford, Vinagre was on Wolves. Both choices, so Vinagre and Rafinha, they weren't the things that Pedro Martins wanted. Backs that will help the team in the offensive third. So the wingers will go close to the center four, like El Arabi or Hassan. So they had some changes on the January. So Reabchuk came from Portugal. Lala came from France. And now they think it will be more better for the things that Pedro Martins want for the offensive for Olympiacos.
Andonis, would you say that this Olympiacos team this year is better than last year? Mm. You mentioned Tsimikas. I was there at the game at the Emirates where we lost 2-1. Arabi, the dagger in the heart at the very end. We never learned our lessons in that game, and Arteta's talked a lot about how that game really hurt. So coming around to this one, can he expect a better Olympiacos team than the team that beat us last year?
That's a very, very good question. I really don't have an answer because Olympiacos even today is doing great things to the season, to the Greek league. If you question me about the European matches, yes, I will tell you Olympiacos last year was better. This year, Olympiacos didn't push Porto in the group of the Champions League that we expected. He did it last year with Tottenham. He was 2-0 in halftime and then lost 4-2. It was a very, very good group for Olympiacos last year. This year, he had the third place with Marseille at 3 points. So I think if we talk only for the European matches, yes, Olympiacos last year was a better team than this year. Now, he had the PSV Eindhoven out of the Europa League with a good two good performances. I think the better team was Olympiacos and was deserved to the draw that he came up with Arsenal. So I would say if you put me a gun to the head, I would say Olympiacos last year team, it was a better team than this year.
Interesting, isn't it? Kevin, that game was so disappointing at the Emirates last season. And I think a lot of the times it's these kinds of teams, even though Olympiacos haven't lost, they've lost four in a row to English teams in Europe. They're very dangerous still. They've got a talented midfield. They seem to be able to get goals, and Andonis will be able to correct me too in a little bit here. They like to take a lot of shots outside the box, test the goalkeeper as well. And of course, our old boy Sokratis is going to be there, who might be able to tell some home secrets.
Yeah, look, for me, I think Olympiacos are a very dangerous team. The confidence is going to be very high because of where they are in the league. They're running away with the league title for now. So they could really zero in on Arsenal. We do have weaknesses. Of course we do. And I'm sure Olympiacos are looking at the video and Socrates is helping in the background, saying his little things about certain players. But for me, I think it's the way Arsenal lost the game last season. Yes. Arsenal won away, came back to the Emirates, and Olympiacos scored. Obviously, Aubameyang scored. And then it's the way Olympiacos, buoyed by that fan base, that noisy fan base, really, you know, were willing them forward.
Amazing.
And they got a goal, and it was, I hate to say it, it was great for Olympiacos, but it was painful for Arsenal. You know, it really was painful for Arsenal. But that crowd that they had made a massive difference to them.
Kevin, they were sitting right below me, and Andonis knows I posted the video. Yeah. They're from every Greek team I've experienced, even the Baok team that came to Highbury in the 90s, they did the same thing, didn't stop, relentless, singing for 90 plus minutes, whether their team was losing or not.
Happy.
And I was going to, before we get to some key questions from our listeners as well for you, Andonis, Olympiacos thrive on the home support. I mean, you have one of the fiercest supporters across the whole of Europe, intimidating, I think we would all agree. We've been there to experience it. How much does the team miss the crowd? Not so much in the Greek league, but in Europe. Is this going to have an effect?
Of course. I don't think that with teams that with, as example, as an Arsenal, it will be a much difference. I remember you that last year Arsenal won at Karaiskakis, and you managed to lose to Emirates with 2-1. So I think with teams like Arsenal, that the Greeks know that's a better team in a better league, and it's a favor to win the match. I don't think that makes so much difference. Now with matches like Marseille or with Porto, or with someone, or with Eindhoven or PSV Eindhoven, it will be a much a huge difference, the crowd at Karaiskakis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a couple of questions. They're very similar, and I'm going to put them up for you. This is from our listener, Taib. Andonis, which player in the Olympiacos team should Arsenal look out for? Adrian says, who are the players to look out for? Which Arsenal player are you afraid of the most? We'll get to that one next. So the first one is, which player should we be afraid of the most going into this game?
The obvious answer is Youssef El Arabi, but is
You cut out there.
It's a key player for the midfield for Olympiacos. I remembered you that last year at this position was Guilherme, the Brazilian one. He left to go to Qatar to the Chavez team. And Olympiacos made the summer a huge signing with Jan and Villa. It's the player connects the defense with offense, and it's very, very dangerous when he's at the half of the opposite team. He has a very strong shot. It's a very, very, very good at passing, and so I think it's a key player for this year's Olympiacos that makes the difference at the midfield.
Mm-hmm. Some of our other fans are also afraid of Valbuena. Is he fit? Will he be playing in this match?
It's 50-50. It's 50-50. Today's training, Marts put Fortunis and Bruma to the two wingers. So if you ask me now, I would say that Mathieu Valbuena will be at the bench and Fortunis and Bruma will be at the first 11.
Mm-hmm. Who is the player that you think scares Olympiacos the most? You've kind of been following the training, the team preparing for this game. Obviously, for Olympiacos, you know, they're able to rest players. They're so ahead in the league. We're still fighting for everything. So it's going to be interesting to see who Arteta plays. But of all the players available, who would you say Olympiacos would be most worried about from the Arsenal side?
Saka. I think it's the most dangerous play now for Arsenal. I saw his statistics at White Scout. He's number one at expected goals. He's number one at expected assists. So it's the number one dangerous for the Olympiacos. And we know, I don't know where Saka will play, at the right wing or the left wing. I think it's more possible to see him at the right wing. So there, Oleg is not as good as Tsimikas at his defensive skills. So I think Saka is the number one dangerous for Olympiacos team. That's why I would say that maybe not Fortunis will be in the first 11, but Yorgos Masouras as a left winger. So we'll have helps for the defensive back at the left wing for Olympiacos.
It's interesting stuff, Kev, because Olympiacos also have some defensive injury issues. And Andonis, you can correct us if I'm wrong here, but Semedo, Avram, Babadopoulos, Bar, all injured. And the rumor was that Sokratis, like Shady's asking here, has a shoulder injury. It looks like he's going to start tomorrow. And you are maybe talking about pushing one of your midfielders into that back line. How does this affect you? Do you think this gives Arsenal an advantage? Can you talk us through a little bit of that and if these injuries are still in play?
So, if you remember last year, the four defenders were El Abdelawi at the right back, Tsimikas at the left back, mm-hmm. and Cissé, the two central midfielders. For these four defenders, this year will be three different defenders. So, it will be right back Lala, left back Rehabchuk, and Sokratis with Ba will be the two central defenders. Ba was injured in the last league game with Lamia at his back, but today trained 100%. It will be in the first 11 with Sokratis. Sokratis had a shoulder injury, you are right, Sophie, with a game at Aris, but mm-hmm. Olympiacos hasn't had any other central defenders. His best central defender is Ruben Semedo, but the knee injury will be out for 1 month. It will not play not tomorrow, but in the other week at London. So there have two central defenders in the team, Ba and Sokratis. If Ba will not play, then Jan and Villa will be at the defense. But as I said to you before, Jan Vila is a key player to the midfield. If Pedro mm-hmm. Martins loses him at the central midfield, it will be a great, great problem from Olympiacos.
Antonis, do you know if Olympiacos feel confident in after winning last year? Arsenal haven't been really great this season, although they're going okay to come back against Benfica. is Olympiakos very confident in winning this game?
That's the most impressive thing for the press conference that Pedro Martins and Sokratis made today. It was a very confident press conference for Pedro Martins. He said that we believe to progress to the Europa League. We believe that we can win this match. We believe that we can put out Arsenal again this year. I don't think that's a cocky for Pedro Martins. I think that he believes a lot to his team and what Olympiakos can do.
Interesting. A question for you from Barry. Is it true Olympiakos are weak at set pieces currently? Andonis, we tend to, we've suffered in the past with set pieces. Talk us through that a little bit, and if that's the case with this Olympiakos team.
Very, very good question. Olympiakos had three goals with Eindhoven. The two of them are the same goals from a corner. Zahavi, the center forward, was only at the penalty area. He scored two headers, and that was a problem. We thought that Pedro Martins should take this more carefully, but in the next game at Ligue, the same goal was from Larissa. That Olympiakos put him in the defense. That's a very, very good question from Barry. Yes, Olympiakos has a lot of problems with corners, with fouls at his defense.
Hopefully we'll be able to bury some of those chances, Kevin, because our crossing isn't the best, is it? And finishing from crosses isn't exactly a threat. Yeah. The fans are going to want to know what you think, which will lead us into a couple more questions for Andonis. Is the best start 11 for Arsenal, Kev, that you think will trouble this Olympiakos team based on kind of a disappointing draw against Burnley, but what some fans think are still improved performances? What do you think Arteta needs to do to get the best out of the team? Who does he pick for this one?
I think Arteta's got to go as strong as he possibly can. This is our season really on the line in these two games. And he's got to go as strong as he possibly can. So I think it's going to be... he's going to look at it and he's going to go Leno. He's going to go... I think Bellerin will start. I think Luiz and Gabriel, Tierney left. There'll be Partey and Xhaka in the midfield, and there will be Saka, Odegaard, Pepe, and Aubameyang up top. That's the way I think he's going to go. That's a strong, I think, Tierney's left back, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Andonis, because a lot of the times we want our team to play fast, very much like we did against Leicester. Of course, in Europe, things slowed down a little bit. You've had some interesting games in your group stages as well. Do Olympiakos suffer when a team plays a lot quicker against them, pushes a little harder? Obviously, you know, presses a lot harder, but I would like to see Arsenal go for it from the get-go and trouble you, get an early goal and really kind of put you under pressure. How do Olympiakos cope with that?
If you watched the first half at Holland PSV against Olympiakos, PSV pushed him a lot at his defense at the first half. He really suffered. He saw the Netherlands score two goals in the first half. And if he wasn't Hassan at the last minute to score a goal, Olympiakos will be out for the Europa League. He had some problems to push for the pressure at high 11s in his defense. The first goal at Portugal on the group stage, Porto Olympiakos, the goalkeeper plays the ball to Semedo. Semedo plays the ball to Bukalakis. Bukalakis makes a mistake after a huge pressure at the third offensive field for Porto. And then Porto makes an easy 1-0. I think that's a very big problem for Olympiakos this year. Wants to play for defense, wants to build up his offenses for the defense. But if he finds a good team that really pressures him very high. Then he had a lot of problems. I don't know if Arsenal doing this a lot. I saw the statistics that Arsenal is not for the teams that really press, that's very high and with a lot of pressure. If Arteta decides to do this tomorrow and with a defense that really trying to learn each other, Lala came to January, Rayabjuk came January, Papastathopoulos came to January. So they are the three of the four defenders are trying to learn each other. So mm-hmm. I think if Arsenal wants to find something that maybe Olympiacos finds difficult to the matches, I think the pressure high, it will be a good mistake for Arteta team.
What do you think about that, Casey?
Well, I think the important part for Arsenal is obviously they're going to do their homework. They're going to watch the videos. They will know what is Olympiacos' weakness. But like I always say, Sophie, it's one thing when you do all your homework, you do all your training, but when you cross that white line, you have to execute. And if all it takes is one player not to press, and that will let Olympiacos out. That's so when they beat the press, then you are in a negative because then they're getting at your back four. So it's very important if Arsenal are going to press and press high that they stick to the implementation and everybody presses, if that is a weakness of Olympiacos.
Yeah. Andonis, a couple of our listeners would like to know about your goalkeeper a little bit more. You know, strengths, weaknesses, where you feel perhaps we can exploit. Wondered if you could answer that one for us.
Josessa was a huge player for the past 2 years for Olympiacos. But in the last 5 or 6 matches, he's not going very well. He lost the ball in the derby with Panathinaikos. With Eidhoven, was not so sure with his ball at his feet. I think he's not in his best form, but Josessa was going to play. He's not going to change by Pedro Martins. Josessa, yeah, he's not in his best form right now.
Okay, that's good to know. And Gunn, my Greek team, Andonis, I don't know if he actually supports Olympiakos or Panathinaikos or someone else, but when I was living in Greece, I was working with a performer that Andonis will know who this is, a very famous singer called Anna Vissi, and she was a Panathinaikos fan, so we had no choice but to support Panathinaikos when we were working together. So there's your answer on that one. I even know the song still, maybe, but I won't sing it today.
No, don't sing it.
Andonis, who do you support? Are you allowed to say, being chief editor of Gazeta?
I made all the travels with Olympiacos for 7 years. So, you know, when you follow a team, you are happy with the wins, you are sad with the losses, so you are a part of a team, if you know what I mean. You are on the same planes. You are watching all the trainings. You are going the summer to the trainings to Austria, to Germany, all the friendly. So you are one with the team. And as I said, you are happy when they win. You are sad when they lose.
Sophie, can I add to that?
Yeah.
What many of the people in the chat won't understand is, When I went abroad, it is a totally different dynamic to how it is in England. In England, you see the press only really on game time or if you're going for a press conference. But when you're abroad, the press are at training every day. They see the arguments. They see the fights. They travel with the team on the planes. And you build a relationship. With the press because they're always there. And I think it was a really good thing for players. But you have to speak virtually every day, Sophie. So, you know, English players, once in a blue moon, they have a conversation. No, these clubs are so well supported and so well, the media are so well covered that you have to have something to say every single day. And it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and Andonis, Kevin played in Turkey, which is very fanatical, of course, played for Trabzonspor. So, you know, in a lot of countries, football's kind of like religion. I mean, it's different in every culture and country. But I think a little like here where we get to go in the dressing room after Andonis to speak to, I would never have been able to speak directly to David Beckham or Steven Gerrard or Frank Lampard if I was in the UK covering the Premier League. But here in MLS, you're able to go into the locker rooms after and speak directly to the players. And that's quite an incredible thing. So you get to experience something not a lot of people do through your job.
And something very important that Kevin said, we are not only good, very close to the team, and we are having a good relationship with everyone. If you watch the trainings that every day, you are learning much better football than we think as a journalist. Of course, the trainers, the managers, and the footballers are knowing everything much better than the journalists. So if I watch 50 trainings or 100 trainings in the year, it will be much better for me to understand what they play, why they play like this, and why every manager chooses the player in the first 11. I'm very lucky that I saw trainings with Ernesto Valverde, the former training of FC Barcelona, that I watched trainings of Leonardo Jardim, now that he's in Monaco. I watched the trainings done for Mitchell, a great legend for Real Madrid. So all this and the trainings for Marco Silva that you had in Everton. So all of this make me better to understand the game.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I love it. It's perfect. Before we get your prediction and get you out on a couple more questions, a few of our listeners are asking about Kamara. Some of them fancy him as a player and just wanted to get your take on him. And some are asked, most of our fans ask how a player can fit in at the Arsenal because we're so desperate to change our team and upgrade. But what do you think of Kamara? How valuable is he to this squad?
Kamara will be sold at summer about 20 million, I think, to a Premier League club. I can't say which club will be, but I think that Olympiacos will take 20 million for Kamara. It's the most important player for Olympiacos. I can say it, it's a false 10 to formation to Pedro Martins. He plays as a 10. It doesn't have his technique to tell him that he's Nozil or Fortunis. But it's as a false 10, he's the player that he will pressure the defense, that he will steal the first ball, that will take the ball and pass it to El Arabi to score a goal. Mm-hmm. He steals balls and makes a very difficult and very dangerous Olympiacos to the transition game when he steals the balls.
Yeah,
what do you think,
player.
Kev? Do you rate him, Kev?
Yeah, I think he's a dangerous player. Obviously, the level... When he comes to the Premier League, we'll have to see who he joins, etc. But any player who can win the ball high up the pitch and then feed the striker is very dangerous. Let me tell you. A bit like Kevin De Bruyne. You know, Kevin De Bruyne, I'm not saying he is Kevin De Bruyne, but Kevin De Bruyne is so good at that. As soon as he wins the ball back, one pass and you're dead. And I think that's what Kamara does for Olympiacos.
Yeah. Whose job is it going to be to make sure that he's silenced tomorrow, Kev?
Well, it's going to be Partey or Xhaka. They're the ones who are going to really be picking him up in that midfield. And they're going to have to make sure, you know, they protect the ball. And they're going to have to make sure he doesn't have a good game. Because if he has a good game, we're in trouble.
And they don't pick up fouls because that's the kind of player that can make you misstep. And before you know it, you've got a yellow or... you can find yourself in a bit of a pickle. He is a great guest ahead of the game. And thank you to Andonis for his insights. Fantastic. I can even answer this one. Olympiacos' biggest rivals are Panathinaikos. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I know that one.
So, Andonis, where do you think the game will be won and lost before we get you on your prediction here ahead of tomorrow night's game? What's your gut tell you about where this first leg could be won and lost?
I don't really have an answer to this. You are putting me hard questions now. Sophie.
Well, I would say maybe we tend to make mistakes. Kevin and I are going to be talking about this a little bit later on his Kevin Says segment as well. I think we have to limit our mistakes. Do you guys, do Olympiacos tend to make silly mistakes? Are they a silly mistake team? Because we've kind of become a silly mistake team that could cost us.
No, only I would say that now the biggest weakness of Olympiacos is corners, fouls. His defense is not as good as last year. That's his biggest weakness of Olympiacos. Yeah, I would say that for Arsenal, Olympiacos will try to take these silly mistakes for the midfielders. So it will be very dangerous to the transition. That's why Kamara, it's a very, very, very dangerous man for you tomorrow. If he steals balls, then it will be very, very dangerous to the transition. Another weakness for Olympiacos? No. I would say only about the corners and the fouls, because he doesn't play man-to-man. He tries to play a zone, and that zone, lot of the times, is not the best option for corners and fouls.
Right. Very interesting. Okay, then. So one more before your prediction. Everyone, of course, wants to know about Sokratis. He's recently done an interview in Football London. He talked about how he was always professional to the end. I think we would all agree that Sokratis was definitely a player who wasn't included in the squad, but handled himself with the utmost professionalism. I think Arsenal fans, maybe it didn't work out long term, but he'll always be liked by supporters because he gave his everything, Kev. I think you would agree with that.
As a
Greek, I'm proud of the fact that he's the only Greek player to ever win the FA Cup, which is good. So going back to his motherland, the motherland, how has he been embraced? Has he already become a leader on this team? Or is it a case of romance? You know how sometimes someone goes back home and it's the romantic idea of this player that went abroad and did well in Dortmund and for Arsenal comes back home? Or do you think he's got value?
Look, Sophie, you know how the Greeks are weak. Socrates grew up with Aek. In previous interviews, he said if he came come back to Greece, it would be only for Aek. So, you know, now that he came back for Olympiacos, it wasn't the best embrace for the other fans. It was, of course, of Olympiacos, because Socrates is the best Greek man abroad with a huge career, Milan, Dortmund, Arsenal. Now, of course, is also Manolas in Napoli. But Socrates had a career, and he's still having his career. He was the captain of the Greek team. So, of course, for the fans of for Olympiacos, it was a huge transfer in the January market. Now, he's not became yet a leader. You know much better than me that Socrates didn't play in the last 6 months football. So he had to train with a team to put some games in his feet. He didn't play a lot of 90 minutes. He played with Eindhoven because they didn't have any other central defender for Olympiacos. So until now, he's a part of the team, not the leader of the team.
Interesting. It's always something you dread, an ex-player coming back to haunt you, Kev. He could easily score off a set piece. Hopefully that won't happen with Sokratis, but we'll see.
Well, one thing we do know, Sophie, Socrates is good in both boxes. Mm-hmm. He is very good in both boxes. He scored goals for Arsenal and he defended well. A lot aerially well a lot of the time, and he was dangerous in the opposition box, that's for sure. He scored some important goals, so he's definitely one we have to watch, because if we leave him, he's good.
Yeah, well, hopefully he won't be too good tomorrow night, and hopefully Olympiacos won't be. Obviously Andonis feels differently. What is your prediction for tomorrow, Andonis? Do you like doing predictions, or do you like steering away from them? We're asking
way. No. I like predictions. I would say that both teams will score, the first prediction.
that Olympiacos will find the goal. Arsenal will find the goals also. If you, I would say 1-1 for the first leg.
Yeah. I said 2-2 on the show the other day. Kev, I think, did you say 2-1? Are you sticking 2-1 to that?
Yeah, I said 2-1 Arsenal. I just think Arsenal have to get it together. This is the season on the line here. And as Arsenal won against a better Olympiacos last season, you know, I fancy our chances this season. You might call me mad. You might call me mad, but I do. I fancy our chances in this one.
I know. A lot of our listeners saying we don't want it to end up in another Greek tragedy. Listen, hopefully it's going to be a little bit different this season for the Arsenal. One quick one before you go, Andonis. Does this Olympiacos team, does Greek football respect Arsenal? Because we have fallen in the Premier League. Obviously, we used to be a Champions League team. Now we're a Europa League team. Do you think there's respect for this team being in and around the Olympiacos squad and the manager? What are your thoughts on that?
Look, we're not in the 90s. We're having 2021. We know everything with one click away. We were watching a very Premier League. It's our favorite league outside the Greek one. We know that Arsenal is 11th in the Premier League. He's not having his best years, their best years. But we know also that Premier League and comparing to the Greek league are lights of years ahead of us. So if we draw with Arsenal or we draw with Sheffield United, every time the English team will be the favorite to win. They play in another dimension. They play with another speeds. The roster is much better than any other Greek team, even though Olympiacos is having a huge progress last year. But of course, we know that Arsenal will always be the favorite, even if it's the Premier League winners or if it be in the 11th phase of the Premier League table.
Brilliantly summed up. And Andonis, you've been absolutely superb. Almost 200 in live chat tonight. Be sure to hit that like button. Andonis, tell everyone where they can follow you on Twitter and your publication. And you've been superb. And we really are grateful for you joining us. Getting, you know, proper insight into an opponent, especially in Europe, is something our listeners love. So thank you. And let everyone know where they can find you.
I apologize for not good English because now with quarantine we cannot travel again to England or everything else. I hope now with COVID everything will be ending. So I'm waiting you to come to Greece, you to Kevin, Sophie. I know you will come. So I'm waiting both of you at Greece at this summer or the next summer will be.
I can't wait, Antonio. I can't wait.
You don't have to tell us twice to come to Greece.
I can't wait.
as we say, Patrida.
Yes.
The motherland. Yes. And your English is a lot better than my Greek these days. And it's definitely better than Kevin's Greek. I could tell you that
definitely
much.
Definitely better than my Greek, I could tell you, yes.
And everyone's commending you on your English. You are absolutely brilliant, Antoni μου. Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ.
Εγώ ευχαριστώ. It was my pleasure, really.
And we will talk again maybe after the legs are over and we can regroup, okay? I think
whatever
that would be
you
fun.
Want.
Εντάξει, έγινε. Καλά να είσαι, καλή
υγεία.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you
bye
for joining
bye.
Us.
Night.
Take care,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Brilliant stuff there from Andonis. I love
really,
it when we...
Really good insight, Sophie. Yeah. Really good insight. And you know, the fact that he's in and around the team all the time, mm-hmm. You hear the details when he explains things. There's more detail to what he says.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And his English was A1. He was worried about that, but beautiful. Articulated himself just so well. And I think gave us some really good insights into Olympiacos, Kev.
We got to beat him, Soph. We got to beat him. No, he's gone. We got to beat him.
He's going easy, but we got to beat him. Gosh.
We got to beat him.
The one time where I'm like, smash the Greeks.
Yeah, let's do him in. Do him in.
All right, you guys, don't forget footballprizes.co.uk, our sponsor, the Patrick Vieira signed frame Arsenal shirt in the montage frame is up for grabs now. go to footballprizes.co.uk and grab your ticket. You're not going to want to miss out on that, because remember, you could end up looking like Jags one day.
Man,
and he just sits there and stares at his frame signed Arsene Wenger piece as well. Listen, you guys, Kev and I are going to be back in just under an hour for Kevin Says. We're doing a double bill today and tomorrow. We're going to do that a couple of times every couple months, double bill Wednesdays and Thursdays, just like the old movies. Mm-hmm. So come and join us. Kev's got some brilliant questions lined up for you today, and you guys are not going to want to miss it. And yes, Hugh Wizzy is on Friday as well. So come back, join us. Champions League's boring. You know, we know Barcelona's going out. Liverpool, they're boring to watch these days. So the best thing to do is just come hang out with the Highbury squad.
Come hang out with the Highbury squad. Don't worry about them mugs. Listen, it's always the Arsenal, right? Always. Come on, you Gunners.